is Dr. Mejia, the GM for the patient Juan Ocasio, medical records 155-106, 3-6-27-1975, referring physician Dr. Jose Lopez. Procedure performed, colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedures, biopsy, status of procedure May 13, 2023, indications, changing bowel habits, abdominal pain, family history, colon cancer, constipation, course of diagnosis, impression 1, esophagitis, late class A, number 2, otherwise pneumocolon EGD, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, otherwise no aggressive lesion seen in the colon, suboptimal preparation, pure prep. Deformation, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, come for the colonoscopy, complication known immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, per paragraph of the procedures per double template, per paragraph findings, autofinance of pneumonia, per paragraph esophagus, there's a vitamin erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with late class V esophagitis, per paragraph stomach, maritivity, and body biopsy taken from large pylori, per paragraph duodenum D1, D2, a pneumonia period, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, for celiac disease, per paragraph colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, pure C-medicine in colon, appeared normal, C-medicine in colon, august lesion seen, per paragraph, splenic flexure, transverse colon hepatoflexion, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph, ascending colon cecum, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph. Examination is suboptimal. Small flat lesions could have been missed, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior examination. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5, supplementation. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months period. We'll start the patient on protonics, 40 milligrams per daily. Next number, follow up in GI office in 3 to 4.